All right, well, we selected DJ Chark, as you guys all know, and we like him. So we'll open it up to questions.
Sure.
He did, and obviously the long line of receivers kind of came out of there in recent years, but he's a guy that's really improved year after year. And when you see what he did at the Senior Bowl and at the Combine, he's a big guy, 6'3", he's 200 pounds, and he runs into 4.3s. So it's a pick not only for our passing game, but also for our running game, too. Obviously, when you have a guy with that type of speed, teams have to be cognizant of him, making the big plays down the field.
How eye-opening was that Senior Bowl performance for you guys? Is that the first time you kind of really...
No, we had grades pretty high on him all year. So he's a guy that our scouts liked throughout the fall. And then I went to the Senior Bowl. He had a nice week there. And obviously, you guys all saw what he did at the Combine from an athletic standpoint.
Was it that he was a team captain?
The big target receiver?
It's big. I mean, to have that game-breaking speed, you got Dante Moncrief. He's a 4.3 guy. Marquise is very fast. This is another guy that had speed and size and on top of everything else, he's a good punt returner. He's a really good special teams player. He could be, a gunner. That's not why we drafted him, but he's going to help us on those fronts too. And Coach Marone's a big believer in having your starters and your key guys play special teams. So he's a very good run blocker, which you don't hear much out of wide receivers. So he's a good fit for what we want to do offensively, and he's got some rare traits.
You like kind of the mix of what you have at receiver now?
Yeah, and we didn't going into this, and this was another situation of kind of best player available for us, and he was sitting on top of the board. We were getting a little anxious. There was a run on receivers here in the mid-second round and right up until we picked, and we were trying to call around and see if maybe it was wise for us to maybe go up and get him and just being prudent and stayed, and he fell to us.
So this was still a value pick? I mean, obviously it does fill a bit of a need.
Yeah, it's a need and value. Obviously, that's the best part of both of both worlds with him, and he fits a need, and he was our highest rated player.
Did you consider moving up at any point? Were you concerned?
We did. We did. Yeah, we did.
How was the trade market?
It was, let's just say we struck, I don't know if we struck out or hit a home run because we didn't trade up when we got him. So, but we were striking out in the trade market. So, not having a fifth round pick, kind of hurt us in that aspect too.
They used him on sweeps as well, running the ball a little bit.
Yeah, he can run him. He can run, obviously, you watch his punt return skills and the speed he has there. He's a nifty athlete and he can do a lot of things for us.
Dave, when you watched him on film, were there times at LSU where he was open and they just didn't get it to him?
Well, you guys have watched the film, right? So, it's hard. It's hard when you have a guy that fast, and it's hard to get him the ball, in stride. And there's a lot of times he's had to come back to the ball in those games. And he's a great kid. He wore Leonard's number. So, Leonard wore 7, and, they gave him the number 7 at LSU this year, which usually goes to the top playmaker and worker and all that stuff. So.
Did you
if I make it.
I want to ask you about tomorrow. Do you feel like are you on track with what you want to build need-wise?
Yeah, so far we've hit two of our needs that we felt like that we with value.
Did you consider offensive line with this pick or no?
There was a couple guys there, but this guy was a level above all those guys that were there. So,
how high up were you considering to go get him?
We started about 50.
Okay.
Kept coming down and trying everybody all the way up to Pittsburgh. Nobody likes a Jag. Back when we were 3-13, everybody wanted to make deals with us.
look at your second round trade success. They don't want to touch it.
So.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks.